Podcasting 2.0 for November 10th, 2023, episode 154, Fetified Blob. Oh, hello, everybody. It's time once again for Podcasting 2.0, the only boardroom that has a champagne room.
Oh, yeah.
Here's where we discuss the current state of the art in podcasting, what's coming in the future, what is happening right now, everything going on at podcastindex.org, the namespace, podcastindex.social. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama. That's not dirt on his hands. It's just a little bit of rust. Say hello to my friend on the other end, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Jones.
Yeah. So,
yes,
I discovered tonight at dinner, young people have they don't understand humor. They're afraid of it.
Oh, they're afraid of it. Yes, I believe they're afraid of humor.
Yes. They're terrified to laugh at things in front of other people.
Uh-huh. Oh, whoa, that's horrible. Yes, you can't do that.
Like they don't understand that jokes about cultural things are not the same thing as being mean.
No. Like no. Not at
so
all.
We go to the Indian restaurant.
Uh-oh. And did you go, hey, nice dot on your head. How you doing?
No, I did not say that.
Okay.
No,
that would be me.
No, there's a picture. let me send you this picture. I found it when we got home.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a picture on the wall.
Yes.
Let's see.
You took a picture of the picture on the wall? You did?
No, I found it on the internet when I got home because I didn't know who this was.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Okay, so here's this
link. That's a link. Okay, yeah, this looks like some important dude.
It does.
Yeah, okay, looks like Indian Santa Claus. Is that what you said?
That's the exact joke that I told. You just stole my joke. Oh my God, how did you do that?
Because we are the same, Dave Jones.
Clearly.
I'm putting this in the show notes.
I came in to the Indian restaurant and the first thing I said, I was like, who is that? Is that Indian Santa Claus?
And your kids were mortified.
And my daughter was like, Dad. And she's looking around like she just bought drugs. And I was like, sugar. I'm like, it's funny. I'm like, this is not. Okay. I mean, it's not disrespectful.
No, it's to make a joke.
I was like, I'm sure people in India laugh at American stuff all the time. You know why? Because we're ridiculous.
We're funny. Exactly. Yeah. We're ridiculous. Oh, man. That's too much. Yes, I totally get that. I saw it right away. I'm like, yeah, I get it. That's Indian Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Yeah. So I'm sure this is a very important guy. But
oh, yeah, no doubt. Indian Santa Claus. We'll have to ask Sam Sethi. He can tell us. We'll put it in the show notes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Podcasting 2.0 board meeting after dark. That's right. Welcome to the lounge where we discuss everything going on with podcasting. How you doing, Mr. Jones? Can I pour you a martini?
Yes, please. Much better. You have a cigar?
You know, I gave up the smoking. It's funny.
That's right. Yeah, you got the new grill. So you don't want to tarnish it.
Do not. Nah, and you know what? I'm good with my lungs.
I think I
polluted them for about 45 of the 59 years that I've been on this earth. I'm pretty good. Now I'm just going for the liver. See what we can do.
Moving target. You've moved targets down to the liver. Yes.
But I can understand that. You know, if you and I were truly in this lounge, and you know, I think I'd probably want a martini, and I think I just might. Even just to hold it, I might want a cigarette. You know, it's like, hey.
Just hold it, yes.
There's this great documentary about Frank Sinatra on Netflix.
What's it called? Give it to me.
Sinatra. It's new.
Oh, creative name.
It's mainly about his life in Palm Springs. And,
oh, okay.
And what a, I mean, for the time, right? It's no longer that time. But what an awesome kind of life that must have been. Hanging out with his boys, you know, going out every night to a different restaurant.
Yeah. You know. The Rat Pack.
Yeah, well, no. The Rat Pack was the Vegas thing, but this was just his guys.
Okay.
And he would read the Palm Springs newspaper every morning. And anyone who seemed in trouble, he'd call up his lawyer, said, send them money.
Oh, wow.
I just love to be that guy.
Oh yeah, what a stud. Yeah.
Yeah, but he wouldn't tell anybody. They only found out about this, you know, way after his death.
Oh, so he's the Walmart. He's the Walmart.
Yes, secret Santa. Santa. Yes, from India.
Okay. The Indian secret Santa. Yes.
And I wanted, since we're here in the lounge, I just wanted to say, Dave Jones, thank you for all that you do with podcasting 2.0. Thank you for all the things that you do. You are not praised enough, I would have to say. Here, have a dancing girl.
Thank you. I'm praised plenty and too much.
No, not enough. No, I don't think so. I was walking with Phoebe. I'm like, come on, we gotta, you gotta go, you gotta poop before I do the show. And I'm just thinking, you know, and I think maybe it's because you weren't feeling well. How are you feeling now, by the way?
Oh, I'm great. I'm like, you're not 95%.
Coughing?
Okay. No, this cough is, one of those calls where I can tell. I said coughs, like that's a plural of coughs.
this is one of whatever those coughs, that is.
Yes. That, you can just tell it's going to be around for a month. Yeah. It's,
oh, I hate those. Yeah. Those suck.
It just can't get rid of it. It's just like this, it just niggles at you, you know?
I think it's the older I get, the more I look at fatality or mortality, I should say. I just look at it and I think, dude, I want to be doing this for a long time with you. I really do. Sure. I want to have to do, you know, less responsibility, you know, fedifying the index is a great mission that we're on.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have things to reveal.
Why don't we start with that? Because that's so people have to understand, although we've never really discussed it, I think, per se, as a mission, it's become almost an unspoken mission that you and I agree on, just in our soul, is, you know, we need to eliminate ourselves. The index has to eventually be eliminated into something that makes this, that everything just works without relying on us. And when I say us, I mean the index. Because, of course, without us, it all falls apart. But, but the index. So, yeah. So, and that's the term I'm using, fedifying the index.
I like that term. Yeah, yeah. That's a good term.
I wonder if it's is it an actual verb? I don't know.
It is now. You can Silicon Valley can turn anything into a verb.
Just take out the vowels.
Yeah.
Fedifying.
Also this is going to take years. I mean, that's just, it's clear that because it's so hard, you know.
No, that's not true. If you just use Hive.
Forgot about Hive.
It'll be working tomorrow. Yes. You know that.
Yes, that's true. We haven't had our call with
Brian. No, we haven't. We have to, because he's going to show us how to do it.
Yeah, right. It's going to take a long time. So this is like, honestly see this project now as the life mission to fedify the index so that podcasting and its data is just this big amorphous, decentralized, fedified blob.
Ooh, fedified blob. Nice.
Yes, fedified blob.
It's kind of, some people want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We want a fedified blob.
You get no recognition for that. Like, that's not, you're not in any Hall of Fames for that. That's just a thing you do and then you die.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Correct. But you have fun doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of fun. Yes. That's the whole point.
So what I've been working on this week, do you want to see it?
Wait a minute. You have something, you have show and tell? Do you have a PowerPoint for the boardroom?
I brought widgets.
Okay. Yes. All right. Is this a link, or what are you going to give me here?
Well, okay. Like, let me find a podcast real quick. Let's see. What can we do? Podcast. Let's do Club Random, because we mentioned that. That's Bill Maher's.
Okay.
Podcast, because I have been listening to that a lot. It's a good show.
It's a lot better than his HBO show. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, his podcast is actually really good.
Mm-hmm. Because he has all kinds of cool people on from all across the spectrum. And he argues.
He had Neil deGrasse Tyson on last, and he just crucified that guy. It was hilarious.
And in that case, the video was kind of fun just to watch Neil deGrasse Tyson get all uncomfortable. It's pretty funny to watch that.
He was like, he just at one point he told him, he's like, you're ridiculous.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. So pick podcast index, social, no agenda, social, any Mastodon instance you have.
Okay. I have one. Podcastindex.social.
In the search, like you're going to search for somebody to follow,
mm-hmm.
Type in 519-9634.
That would be the podcast index ID.
For Club Random with Bill Maher.
Okay.
It's 519-9634 at ap.podcastindex.org.
Wow, this is sexy.
AP obviously standing for Activity Pub.
Whoa! Follow.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so. What is this? What is this sexy stuff?
All right.
40 posts?
We got a lot to talk about here with this.
I have to browse more on the original profile, though.
Yeah, okay.
Which takes me to the... Okay.
To a bunch of JSON.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's all right. Sorry. I'm still amazed by what I just saw. So I'm seeing a profile called Club Random with Bill Maher. It has the at that 519-9634 at ap.podcastindex.org. It has the show description. Bill Maher rewrites the rules of podcasting the way he did in the television in the series of one Truncated.
Truncated, yes.
Truncated. And it says 40 posts and it says, bruh. Okay. So clearly something sexy is happening here.
Okay. So there is now a server running at ap.podcastindex.org.
Another server.
It's actually repurposed. So it is not add to our monthly bill.
It's okay. I approve all these things immediately. You know that. I approve of whatever you want to do.
All right. So this is an activity. I'm writing an activity pub server, a bridge. So this is going to,
bridge.
The index to activity pub.
Oh man.
And I'll tell you, so this is,
the next step is bridging Podping to this, or is that down the line?
Well, we'll eventually bridge everything. So we'll put the index everywhere that people are.
Oh man!
And so, but on the back end, Podping will also be into live P2P. So it'll be in a DHT space. So this is sort of the front end bridge. That'll be the back end.
Back end is the blob that we don't really have to know about. We just see the front end interfaces
doing its job. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
What I started with was how do you write the most like minimal activity pub server possible?
Oh, I do that in Rust.
Yes, that's exactly. Hey, how did you know?
I'm putting two and two together, Dave.
So this server, I've learned a whole lot about ActivityPub this week. One thing I learned is that all the frustrations of people that talk about ActivityPub being too tied in, like, The activity pub people that are frustrated with Mastodon, that is a real thing, and I now fully understand it.
That's a valid complaint. Okay,
it is very valid. Yes, because what Mastodon does its own thing, and it's loosely compliant with activity pub, it doesn't do things in the way that makes sense. So you don't. There's a lot of little gotchas, but. So here's what's happening when you search. And this will help people understand ActivityPub because it's actually not as complicated as it sounds. And under the covers, it's a pretty easy thing. So when you just searched, what Mastodon does is it immediately sends a Webfinger query.
Mm-hmm.
So this Webfinger query is
Webfinger. Sorry.
So it plays that. Then
it plays that. We need that jingle. Yes.
Sends a GET request after it's finished. It sends a GET request to ap.podcastindex.org/.wellknown /webfinger with a resource of 5199634. That's a parameter.
Makes total sense. Parameter. Right, right. And there, and then yes. it says, hello mailbox, what you got?
Yeah, and it's like, okay, it's resolving that, it's trying to resolve that to some actual data about this account. And then at that Webfinger address, there's a JSON document that lists a bunch of URLs, one of which is what's called in ActivityPub speak, the actor. Mm. So the actor in this instance is 519-9634@ap.podcastindex.org.
That, right.
And all an actor is just a JSON document that right. Specifically LDJSON that describes, or JSON-LD,
right.
that describes in detail.
It's got all the stuff here. It's got the followers, following, featured. It's got all that stuff in there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's what it happens next. So it looks up, it does the Webfinger, gets the URL for the actor's document, and then calls it to get details about the profile. For some reason, Mastodon calls Webfinger again. I don't know why. I still haven't figured that part out. I don't know what it's doing under the covers. But then
we even have a public key here to authenticate that it's the real deal.
Yes. So ActivityPub, or I don't know that it's required in the spec, but Mastodon certainly requires that you have signing,
right.
that the
right.
requests are signed.
I've got a podcast GUID here, all kinds of groovy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You get, and so then next thing it does is when it gets that actor document, the actor lists out a bunch of URLs, one of which is your inbox mm-hmm. URL.
Right.
Your outbox URL. Your featured. Followers endpoint.
Yeah.
And the featured endpoint. So the featured endpoint is what are your pinned posts. So if you call the featured endpoint, you're going to get back a list of pinned posts mm-hmm. for that account. Mm-hmm. If you call the outbox, you're going to get a list of like a pagified list of all the posts that actor has posted, all the notes that they posted.
Sure.
Followers is a list of all the followers, blah, blah, blah. So.
Which by itself would be something amazing in podcasting to see who else is following. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
So right up front, you cannot follow this account yet.
Right.
You can click follow and your server will think that you're following it, but nothing is actually happening.
Right. Right.
And the reason for that is, in ActivityPub world, and specifically in Mastodon, let me rephrase that. In ActivityPub world, things are posted to inboxes. That's how people get things.
Yeah. So if you're following, then you get that post to your inbox.
Right. So if you follow, when you click the follow button in Mastodon to follow Club Random 5199634, it's what it should do is send a signed request to the 5199634 inbox URL on ap.podcastindex.org
right.
with an action of follow. Mm-hmm. And then ap.podcastindex.org should respond and say accepted. That's what should happen. For some reason, Mastodon is not doing that.
Right. I even say cancel follow because I would presume that there has to be some handshake here. After I follow, it has to say, yes, you're following. So it's giving, mm-hmm. I just refresh the page to see if it had an extra follower. It does not, but it says cancel follow. So that means that my ActivityPub account is waiting for some confirmation, I guess.
Right. It's waiting for a confirmation, but it's never going to get one because it's not sending it. And I don't
right.
know why.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that white, I'm not sure of.
I'm a white man.
Right. Well, it's Bill Maher. So you're safe. So there's a lot of questions I still have because this, it took me about a week to get to this point.
Wow. While you were sick, that's amazing.
Of having sort of the framework necessary to take step two. So here's the things that I'm still bothered by that I don't have answers to. And I think some of this I've found out that these are Mastodon related issues. So here, if the outbox URL, if you click on that or go to that, you get a list of all of the posts, which are episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can pull that up.
I can go right now. Go to, let's see.
Oh, here it is. Eric PP actually posted it. He posted it in the chat.
Okay, hit it. Take a look. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, okay. So these are episodes.
Okay, so that part works.
Well, okay. And so what is happening is you hit the outbox URL for 519.9634 on the ap.podcastindex.org server. Mm-hmm. It makes an API call in the background to get all the list of all the episodes and returns all the episodes as if they were Mastodon ActivityPub posts. That part works. But what you would think would happen is that when you search for that podcast and it shows you his profile of the Bill Maher show,
that you'd see all the posts there.
You'd see all the posts there.
Right.
But Mastodon doesn't do that.
Okay.
Mastodon now, does not read the outbox and show you the old posts.
Now, how is this different from, because this is, so we're still hitting our server.
Yes, for now.
Okay.
Yes.
How does this Fedify?
Because it makes it fedifies it by, this ActivityPub server software. The repo's private right now because it's got keys and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And once I strip all those out, I'm going to make it public.
Oh, and then it fedifies.
Then anybody there could be 10 of these.
Right, right. Anyone can start one up. Yeah, I got it. And
right.
In fact, there should be 100 of them.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
And so you would just, we can load balance it or through Cloudflare and give it all a DNS round robin. Who knows how we're going to do it, but we'll figure that part out later. So Mastodon does not show the outbox, of old posts, which irritates the snot out of me, you know,
I understand
that's an issue. Also Mastodon caches profiles of shows. So if I search for a show now, like you just did with this one, it seems to be just stuck. It's static until something else happens. I don't know how. It doesn't seem to refresh on any sort of time frame.
Mm.
Like, so if something changes, like, I don't know how to make that update. Maybe that changes. Maybe it starts updating when it starts getting inbox notifications. I don't know. We hadn't got there yet. In order for the following to work so that you can follow the show, we're going to need a database.
Yes. Well, that's the next part. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to need a SQLite database in this thing so that when follow requests come in, we can note who it is and then in the database and which shows they follow.
So you're talking about a fedified blob that includes, the ActivityPub server and a SQL database hanging off of it. That's a Docker.
Yes.
It's a Docker.
Well, you know what this is. This is just this is had the same framework.
It's freedom
as
controller is what it is.
This is freedom controller 2.0.
2.0, yes.
Yes. This is the helipad framework.
There you go. Yeah. I got you.
It's literally the same code, just re-engineered to be an activity pub server. It's a SQLite database. It's literally the same framework.
I love it.
We've already got all the stuff there.
And I'm already deployed. So you just upgrade my helipad and add those bits to it.
Yeah. You just turn your helipad into an activity pub server.
It's fine. I'm good for it. I got 5 gigabits per second. I'm good.
So there's that. So we're going to need a database next. So we can keep track of all the follows. And here's a big one that I need. I'm saying all this out.
Yeah. So people hear you and help you.
And help me. Yes. I need information. If anybody knows why any of this stuff necessarily doesn't work, and also advice, because right now you're searching with podcast index IDs because they're easy. Maybe we shouldn't be tying these to podcast index IDs. Maybe they should be tied to GUIDs or feed URLs or something. Like, I don't know how to address these in a way that's best.
I've got information, man. New shit has come to light.
Sorry.
I need information. I don't know. I don't know. GUIDs are long and complicated and hard to type. You know, if somebody's going to be searching for something, I don't know. That is something that I think I need people to think about and have suggestions for.
This is a great start, though. I'm excited just by seeing this part.
Yeah, I got this far and I'm like, okay, all right, stop. Let's discuss publicly and come up with some things before I get too far down a path that we're going to have to unroll. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, while we're on that then.
All right.
When it comes to Mastodon, as specifically podcastindex.social, I would like to make a public appeal. Can we not start threads that are DMs? There's too much of that going on. People start a thread, tag a whole bunch of people, and it's only visible to those people. And here's why I don't like it. One, it's rude because it's exclusionary. It's like, okay, we're in a secret club. We're discussing this in a back room. Don't like it. Two, when you invite someone into that thread, they can't see the rest of the posts. So if you're tagged in this, you get no context. It doesn't work. There's no reason we need to be doing, honestly, this happens on noagendasocial.com as well. I despise it. But, you know, send me an email if it's, and even it's back channeling. I don't like back channeling. We have this, we've put this in place so that everybody can contribute. When you don't do it in the open, other people can't see it. You're excluding people. You may be excluding someone with the answer.
True. Very true. Yes.
So I totally
agree. I second this.
Okay. Passed.
Motion
is passed. Yeah. It's just like, let's not do that. Let's not do that. But I don't like back channels. This is where podcasting went wrong. 13 years ago, back channels, Slack channels. They're still out there. I know they're out there. They don't invite us to it. I don't, at least not me. I don't know if you've been invited to any Slack channels.
No, I have not. Thank God. I don't want to be in any of that stuff.
You know, and then, and then stuff starts to happen and then people don't know. And then when you know, then we're in a bind. So let's not.
No, I've got way too many ways to get my attention already. I need fewer, not more.
Exactly. And public is great. Public is good. That's the way it should be.
Open. Code should be open source and so should conversation.
Yes.
It's, so I, you know, a lot of people are saying good. I'm totally fine with that. But, you know, we got to figure out a way. We got to figure out if that's easy enough for this to be usable. So,
well, let's talk about GUID for a second because that was one of the long threads. I don't know if that was a private thread or not, but. I love Alex Gates. He's like me. It's like, I'm going to reply to you and I'm making it not public. I mean, I'm making it not private. Boom, public. Okay. Everyone's like, what is, I don't know. What's the context of this? So there's a couple of things that I have on my list that have been going on. I don't even know where it's a private thread or not. From now on, everything is going to be public. GUIDs. There's a question about, just GUIDs in general, GUIDs as a centralized system that would, and I think we're answering this, maybe some of this now with, do we fedify GUID lookups? Do we need lots of GUID lookups? I believe in GUIDs. I think it's the right way to go so that we don't have to rely on, you know, so when something changes, you know, to me, it's like DNS. A GUID is like DNS.
Right.
You know, I can have curry.com and I can hook that up to any server I want to. I can change it at a whim. And GUID should be essentially the same thing, except the GUID brings in a whole bunch of other goodness. GUID goodness. Do we have a concept for persons? Because this is part of the conversation,
yeah,
is person.
About, yeah, I want to talk
GUIDs
about this.
For persons, or what do we do?
Yeah, I want to talk about that too. Wait, are we done with ActivityPub?
Well, I think it folds into it, doesn't it?
As you
wish.
Yeah.
Let's
come back to ActivityPub. We'll talk about GUIDs and peoples. This conversation, like, this has been necessary for a while, that we need some way to. All right, the person tag allows you to define all the characteristics of the person, but it doesn't have a way to sort of like uniquely identify that, you know, you're specifying that information in every single podcast,
right?
An episode, there's no central repository for, you know, if I'm Adam Curry and I'm wanting to put myself into this thing, how do we know that this Adam Curry over here is the same one as the one over there?
Right.
And yeah, I think that some sort of GUID makes sense for all of these things. Like, it also makes sense for this notion of channels.
Yes, which is also on my list.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to do all this in one go?
Well, I think it's all the same.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Basically. I think you're right. Yeah.
So the thing with podcast GUIDs is they're defined in the feed, because the feed is the source of truth.
Amen.
For itself. You know, the feed defines itself. Sort of like an actor in ActivityPub. It defines itself. It's got an ID in there, and literally the ID is the URL of the page you're looking at. It's like it's a atomic entity.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing with podcast. If you're gonna have podcast, the idea here with podcast GUIDs is, you know, people are using us for looking up GUIDs and translating them to feed URLs, but you don't have to. Brian of London also has a GUID resolver service.
Mm-hmm.
The idea in the future is that, you know, people could download our database today and crank up a GUID resolver service in 2 seconds.
Right.
That's what Brian did.
Yes.
I think his code is public. We can have as many of these as we want. It doesn't have to be us. So all you got to do is read all the feeds and look at their GUIDs, and then you got a database.
Yes.
But the persons, and so the, let's talk about, so like person GUID. That's a little different. That seems to need to be defined outside of it, because the feed is not the source of truth for a person. The feed's only the source of truth for itself.
Yeah.
A feed can't be the source of truth for Adam Curry. So there has this, the GUID to person relationship has to be, it has to be like reside elsewhere. And I mean, I think somebody needs to build that service.
Is there anything like it that exists already?
I mean, like the closest thing I can think of would be something like Wikipedia, you know?
Yeah, but not everybody has a wiki page.
That's right.
And it's not easy to get one. You used to be able to just set a page up for yourself.
Yeah.
So if you build a service, you still need a validation. You know what I mean?
What do you mean validation?
Okay, I'm Adam Curry. How do we validate that I'm Adam Curry?
Yeah, see that I'm not sure that we even need a validation for that.
Okay. Well, Go look at Twitter and look how many Adam Curry fake accounts there are. And tell me we don't need a validation for it.
No. What I'm saying is we don't have validation for it. There's no validation for anything in RSS.
Right.
And so if you say you're Adam Curry and you have your profile picture and your link. Here's the way I could see this. Go ahead.
Well, doesn't it make sense? Okay. So if I have a podcast and I'm Adam Curry, part of that podcast, why can't I put something into that feed, which by definition is going to, so the feed is the source of truth, and I put into that feed, this is the guy who you hear in this podcast. You know what I mean?
No. No, I don't think I'm following.
Okay. So a podcast has people working on this podcast. Well, let's take this podcast, Podcasting 2.0. And in this podcast, I put two person GUIDs, Dave Jones and Adam Curry.
Okay.
We are automatically associated with this podcast. And there's no one who can dispute that because you're listening to it. This is our podcast. This is our feed. This is our source of truth. So in that feed, why don't we have as a part of the channel item, two person GUIDs, and it's Adam and Dave. And then that can be either a remote item or can be looked up, whatever it is. But it can be whatever number it is, doesn't matter. But the source of, to me, our podcast feed is more than a source of truth than anything else for who's me. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you're saying, so let me repeat this back to you and make sure I understand. So you're saying that since you own the podcast, you can define yourself and then everybody else respects that because they know that you're the feed owner.
Yeah. Yes.
And so then if you show up somewhere else with that same, as a person tag with that same GUID, it's like, that's legit.
And that person sounds like this. That's obviously a phony.
Okay.
That idea.
Yes, it's human.
That idea.
Human validation through natural means.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. So,
look, I have my banking details basically in my feed. Here's my wallet. Send me money.
Yeah.
That's pretty important. So, isn't it just as valid as my, and there's lots of stuff you can validate against. Hey, I just sent you a payment. Yes, I got it. What was it? 33 sats. Okay, check. Verified.
So here's a good question. What is the problem we're trying to solve?
I think the only problem... What are we trying to solve? I don't know. I forgot. I think the problem... Okay, so a couple of things going on here. There's the idea of a publisher channel that people have been talking about. It's like, okay, I'm a publisher and I have a number of podcasts under my channel. I don't really know why I need that, but people tell me I do. So maybe I can certainly see how it works for music, how an artist wants to have a feed or a channel with remote items. Being your albums, stuff you've worked on, thing other people's stuff you're a part of, kind of that web interlinking thing we've been talking about. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, I don't really know if there's a problem. I think it's an enhancement that we want to add to make it easier for people to group stuff.
So it feels like, let's keep it with persons for now so that we can, cause that seems more, we already have a tag for that and it seems more, sort of easier to get grasp.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like what the apps are wanting to do, the problem that's trying to be solved here is something along the lines of, show me all of the podcasts where Adam Curry has appeared.
Yes. That's one thing. Yes.
And so then, and that sort of, that solves your music artist issue as well, because then you can just say, show me all the podcasts where Ainsley Costello is the, host.
Right. But now it's kind of free form. It can be Adam Curry. It can be A. Curry, Adam Clark Curry. You know, anyone can enter that. And so to have a unique identifier for that would be desirable.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's right, Stephen. So I think it is to find all the shows with the same person. Yeah. So I'm thinking that if, you know, if that's the case, you just need, you need a static identifier that just stretches. So, you know, you Adam Curry is defined at, on the person tag in this show with GUID 1234567 8, and then on the Mere Mortals podcast, Kyron inserts a person tag for his episode interview with you, and it's also GUID 1234567 8, and we just know across podcasting that anytime we see the GUID 1234567 8, that's Adam Curry.
Yeah.
And so there's got to be, that's what I said earlier. I think it just feels like somebody needs to just build that service. Somebody needs to build a service that says, where you can just, you could just go like put in, I can just envision a simplistic thing where you just say, okay, Adam Curry, here's my avatar, here's a link to my bio, click, it gives you back a GUID, and then you stick that, becomes your person, that you stick that in your person tag, and now you're also registered in this like database. Like there's this centralized database that's open source that everybody has access to,
which we can later Fedify.
Yes. Like, you know, it's just like, it doesn't seem to, I can see this sort of central place that people go to sort of create these identities. I mean, hell, it can even give you like a, you know, PGP key or a Noster key or whatever.
I mean, I wasn't going to tread on the N word, but is
just
this
saying like it could generate those things for you?
Right. Well, how about this? This is, I'm just going off the wall here. Isn't that what a DNS a domain name is?
Yeah. What? A unique identifier, you mean?
Yeah. My identifier is curry.com. And here's a thing in my TXT field record.
Oh, you mean for proof of a...
Possibly. Yeah, see, possibly. Too much? Like, too much? I took it too far?
Well, no. See, this is like the NIP05 and all this. Like,
yeah, I'm not that interested in that. In the validation part is less interesting than just having it.
You see, I agree. That's where I'm at. I'm just not sure you have to be validated. Like it's because you're like you said, the validation is the fact that
that's in the feed.
You put your feed that you own.
Right.
And so like if Bill Maher has an identity, a GUID of 8765-4321, in his feed, it's like, well, that's him.
In his feed. Right. Right.
And then everybody else that uses that, they're referencing him. Like you have this random Bill Maher that has some crazy GUID that doesn't exist anywhere else except this one instance. You can ignore that because that's bogus. Like it feels like it's easy to ignore the fake ones because there's going to be so many instances of the right one being used.
And right now we're only talking about a person GUID as it relates to people who are creators. Because if you're a guest and you don't have a podcast, then you don't have a source of truth. You're basically not real.
You're a fake person.
You're not a real person. You know what I mean?
You're basically Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I think we should keep it. I like this. I like this to me is let's keep it simple because I can already see the 5,000 post thread on this, which I'm not that interested in.
with private mentions. Yes.
Yeah. But just, you know, like, well, we have to have this and we have to have that. We could talk about this for a long, long time, but I like the idea of just having a in your feed. I'm Adam Curry. And what is the actual, let me take a look. What is the, what are the fields? What are the tags that we have right now?
In the namespace?
No, yeah. Well, no, just in RSS by itself for in the feed. So in the feed, we have...
Oh, like author and stuff?
Yeah. What is the actual webmaster? Woo! Webmaster.
Oh, that's an old school term.
That's very old school. So it says managing editor. Wow, there's all this. What kind of bull crap is all this?
Managing editor. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we should just...
That's because Dave Weiner wanted it to be, you know, one of the New York Times.
Yeah, New York Times. Yes. So, you know, we should add a tag for this. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Person GUID. So anyway, so yes. Right now we have podcast person, right? And maybe we just add a type equals in this case. How about that? So we don't have to go too crazy, but podcast person. And here we have URL, image, then group role, but that's part of the taxonomy. Mm-hmm. And then we just need a GUID equals. Is that simple enough?
Yeah, I'm looking at sort of the conversation in the chat, and there's a lot of people talking about Webfinger and that kind of thing. That's an interesting idea because you could, if you wanted to bring in a validation piece, what you could do is something like you could reference like your ActivityPub account. Because, you know, like you could go and say like your actor ID URL. You can say, this is me. This is my GUID. My GUID is, we're using the term GUID, and we're thinking about these long strings of numbers separated by dashes, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that. But I mean, in ActivityPub, your identity is not a GUID. It's
right.
It's a URL.
Right.
And so if those identities were URLs,
that's fine.
Then, you could also have the ability to then sign with your public key. Mm-hmm. I mean, with your private key, mm-hmm. and it could be validated with the public key. So if it was other people could say, okay, you put your actor ID in there, your actor URL, it's going to have your public key in it, and you can do validation. And then these apps, if they choose to, can also validate you if they want to go that extra step.
How do we get the podcast standards group to accept this?
We beg. We beg it. Let's see.
You know what's a great unique identifier? An email address. Let's put that back in. That's exactly what it was. That was the identifier, and we had to take it out because Acast was spamming everybody. Good work, everybody. Good work.
Yep. And you know who, people are bringing up Podchaser being this. Acast bought them too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bastards.
That was literally the perfect identifier. Because you could email someone, it's like, it was perfect. No, we had to get rid of that. I think we just forced it to go back in.
And now everything's just email addresses again, all the way down.
It's perfect. And we're all
karma.
The way back.
This is karma. Yeah. This is podcast karma.
That's right. We're all the way back to square one. It was so perfect. It's exactly what you want. How do you identify someone? By the email address. It's perfect. No, make it spam.
I think if we can figure out some way to be able to reference an ActivityPub account, I think that's pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah, that's pretty cool because you can take that with you from server to server.
Yeah, yeah, and then like, I'm actually getting pretty high on that.
Hold on a second. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right. How you feeling now? Well, is that Webfinger making you feel good then?
You just cruised into some hot namespace talk without playing the jingle. You get a yellow card.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I think that would work.
I'm all. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm good with that.
This is an open discussion for people to give ideas. Yes. So
Yes.
Fire away.
Okay. Well,
I'm sure there will be plenty.
Yeah. And from that, I think flows, everything else can kind of flow. But it really comes down to, and it's wonderful watching, Dovidas and Barry, how they put things together for, artists, for music podcasts. Cause they're making, they're making assumptions too. You know, they're just doing stuff. And I really love looking, I haven't looked at podhome.fm, but I want to go through both the podcast path and the music path, but there's a lot of interesting stuff happening. Have you been following this ISRC code discussion?
ISRC. I don't know. I don't know. This is news to me.
Well, believe it or not, there's a GUID for recordings. It's the ISRC, International Standard Recording Code, which enables
like an ISBN,
completely,
for
which enables sound recordings and music videos to be uniquely and permanently identified. ISRC helps to avoid ambiguity among recordings and simplifies the management of rights when recordings are used across different formats. So this is an open database. I believe it has an API. And anybody can submit their recording, I believe. I have not done any of this work myself. And the idea is that you can register. And so it's not the song. It's not the copyright. It's the actual recording itself. So if you add an ISRC code into your, that would be a unique identifier. That actually would be a, great unique identifier. That's a GUID. It's a GUID. I don't care what you call it. It's a GUID right there. You don't need anything else. That's a GUID. Done. That right. number yeah. is a GUID. Of course, if you're at PodFans, it's already a part of the interface.
That's right. Yeah. As of today.
Yes. As of today, you can already go and edit your RSS feed at PodFans and make whatever you want to make out of it.
Thanks to make me cough.
So I think these are all great ideas. See, I don't know if ISRC code has to be a separate tag or if it can just be a GUID. You know, to me, it feels like that's a GUID for identifying a unique recording.
So is there a hash that goes with it? I mean, like, does it take the recording and somehow hash it?
The structure of ISRC comprises 12 alphanumeric characters, which should be presented with the four-character prefix ISRC when displayed in printed form. So I think you register and it sends you back a code. See the code.
We don't know what that code really is. It's just
ISRC AA-6Q7-20-00047 is. Oh, okay. ISRC code identifier, the prefix code, 5-character alphanumeric code allocated by the ISRC agency.
You
get the year of reference. That's the last two digits of the year, followed by the 5-digit unique code assigned by the registrant. Oh, brother. Oh,
this is like how you figure out if your tires are old. you read the code and you're like, oh my God, wait, I hadn't changed tires in 12 years.
My beer was born on November 1st. There you go.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, it's something that Julie Costello brought up, and Julie Costello is really interesting. She'll send me an email. She says, hey, you know, this might be off the wall, but we had a question about an artist who wondered if you could put an ISRC code into RSS to track a song has been uploaded. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And then I find out that she's talked to Sir Spencer and Abel Kirby, and she's talked to everybody about this. She's building consensus in her own little back channel, which is funny by itself.
You're getting back channeled now.
Oh, yeah. And before you know it, it's like, oh, Dovi Doss has already put it in. Okay. And now it's in PodFans. It's not really a tag yet, but okay.
So Spencer's got it in his TLV.
Yeah. So there is prior art already, but it's something that we need to look at. And I would suggest if somebody wants that as a tag, then put it in the GitHub. Let's put proposals in. If you got something that you like that's working, make it a proposal or a discussion. So it can become What's the next? What's up from proposal?
Attaboy?
No.
Good job. I've been very neglectful, kind of purposely, about the namespace repository,
mm-hmm.
because, like, you know, we're not that far removed from the last phase, and I'm trying to get some code written.
Yeah,
and it's just too much. I can't have split attention in a million places. So at some point, I'm going to get this code to a good point, and then just like flip back, probably towards the end of this month, just flip back to like full time for a couple of weeks namespace stuff to get caught up on and get things cleaned up on that. So yeah, proposals for sure. And if there's no proposal, commentary,
that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, if there's no commentary from me, don't think it's being, you know, it's dead or something. It's just that we'll get there in a little while.
And I heard I was doing the show prep today, listening to podcast weekly review, Pod News Weekly Review, and
Power.
And James Cridlin said we should probably remove some tags from the namespace that are just not being used. I'm kind of against that. I think if we've approved something for the namespace, even if it's not used, it should just be there, because there's stuff that I've seen in namespaces that was not used for the media RSS, for example. Now, it didn't go anywhere, but man, it got a lot of attention because, you know, it's like, oh, there's a lot of good stuff in here that even though no one's really using it, it could be used for something else. I feel like once we've approve something to go into the namespace, it may be a next generation that says, oh, look at this. Because it also shows an idea. Even if it's not picked up now, sometimes things get picked up. Like Podroll, I think, is an excellent example, actually. You know, it lingered for a year at least, and then, you know, all of a sudden it gets picked up. And then it gets implemented. So I don't think we should be cleaning stuff up or removing it.
1,000%.
Oh,
well, I agree with you.
Yeah. It's like, no, just even if it's.
No, I agree 1,000%. I don't think anything should come out. It can just, I mean, if it's going to die, it'll just die. I mean, it doesn't have to be. Look at ActivityPub. It took 10 years for anybody to do much of anything with that spec.
That's right. It was GNU Social, wasn't it? Wasn't that what it was initially?
Yeah. And then Mastodon picked it up and ran with it. And now it's a huge deal. I mean, it really did languish for many, many, many years before anybody did anything with it. And so like alternate enclosure, very little used, hardly at all. But the idea is so solid and so sound that one of these days a host may see it and be like, you know what? That is, we need to do this because we have a specific use case.
Yes, pod fans.
And that fits.
we have a use case with pod fans. We need to start doing that right away. Yes.
Yeah. And the right use meets the right time.
That exactly. It's just the timing of stuff. Absolutely. That's the way I feel about it.
And once you put something in, you cannot take it back out.
Right.
You really can't without breaking. Because there might be three people out there using it, and all of a sudden now they're out of spec. I disagree with that. Now, I also don't think that I think the Podcast Standards Project is doing a fine job.
I wish they updated their GitHub.
They're doing anything wrong?
I keep looking at their GitHub, and I don't see Podroll in their GitHub. This is what I don't understand.
So I think their job is to move at glacial speed.
Yes.
Our job is to move at the speed of, you know,
scissors,
atomic broccoli,
atomic broccoli.
but their job is to move very, very, very slow. And they're doing their job. Yes. I don't, if they move fast, things are going to get messed up.
I agree.
Moving fast is a liability for a group like that. Whereas it's a feature for us. I don't have any problem with the way they roll.
Yes.
They're doing good.
A couple other things that came up. And this, it's interesting to see this. Okay, categories is a big hot button, and it's really a hot button for one person, Sir Libre, because he does a show, a music podcast about which is thrash metal music, and he can't find thrash metal music. Now, so the idea was we discussed last, and so this is not the same as medium equals type. This medium type equals this is categories, and you and I discussed in the previous board meeting, and everyone was here. They all heard it. They were sitting on the beanbags.
Are you trying to prove it?
Yeah, there's proof. I had proof. Everybody knows it. Yeah, everyone knows it. That we talked about freeform categories.
We did. Yes, I remember this. I vouch for this.
So there seems to be some. This is where you have. Okay, so Apple won't accept that. And what that means, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Well, it's like, well, Apple categories don't work that way. So, you know, I'm not quite sure. So I don't know. I don't know what that means. I just feel pushback about there's people. I'm in favor of it. I'm like, okay, there's a couple things. I'm in favor of tagging stuff however you want to tag it. Hashtags have worked great. Yes, there's hashtag abuse. And there's, you know, and that's a separate, I'll put that over here for a second. Cause there's people, and you know, if I see hashtag abuse, that's usually something that I block. I'm like, I'm not interested in what you're doing because you're just spamming. But I personally feel hashtag, you know, freeform categories are a good idea. Is that something we need to codify? What do we need to do to get that solidified?
This is the same sort of discussion as person and channels and did you just crack open a cold one?
Yes, Pabst Blue Ribbon. You better believe it. PBR baby.
There's a sense here in which this is all okay. I'm trying to wrap my head around this category of issue, because this really is the same sort of thing as person identifiers, channel identifiers, and then we can also say freeform categories. Mm-hmm. So there's going to exist in this world that we envision. There's going to exist somewhere a list of these freeform categories as people use them. So that's what happens like on Twitter and Mastodon. You go to you start typing a freeform hashtag, and it gives you suggestions of like, this is what other people have done that are like what you've typed. And so then you usually look at it and you're like, oh, I was about to type, you know, hashtag Olympics 2024, but it's actually, you know, 80 million people are using Olympics 24.
Right. Which, okay. So let me read the post that triggers this. Cause what I am doing here is I'm just your eyes and ears on the street. I'm in the gutter. I mean, the podcast gutter, laying down, looking at the mud that people are slinging all over the place.
You get it. You're wearing a ghillie suit.
Exactly. Sir Libre, we desperately need a mechanism to signal music genres. The sooner the better. Each day, more albums get added that will need to be modified after we figure it out. I know only a small percentage will go back and add genres to their feeds, effectively orphaning them from future genre searches. I was hoping the category tag would be on the way. By the way, a private post. It's dumb. And then, okay, so, and then here is the discussion. Quote, Apple will never extend their categories. Okay, so this is where, this is all back channel stuff. This is what I despise. So this wasn't out in the open. So we really should just ignore it totally. But I think I understand where this is coming from, because we are running at a very fast speed with music. Stuff is coming in, and as a guy who has a podcast filled with music, not necessarily a music cast. That's the next topic. I understand, you know, it's like, okay, people are just throwing stuff up and I have to listen to everything before I can figure out what it is, which for me is okay. I mean, there's not that much. I mean, I listen to everything new that comes out, but having categories that people can use when they're uploading either podcast. And I agree that I think podcasts, there's more hashtags or categories that can be used for podcast descriptions and for music. So I guess the question is this a tag that we declare freeform? And there, again, yeah, you're right. Is there a lookup service that sends back hints? I mean, I'm not sure what to do here, Dave.
Well, this is this category of problem is there seems to be it you need to make this work. You need a lookup service,
right? We don't want to be that
for all of these.
We don't want to be that.
Well, I mean, we will always be all of these things, you know, but really it needs to be something that is, it needs to be something that's doable by more people than just us. And, you know, I don't mind. So this gets back to sort of, okay, you got front end, you got back end. So the front end of interface to podcast data, we're working on that with these things like ActivityPub Bridge and the API, you know. The back end needs to be federated, I'm using that term loosely, into something that is more like IPFS, where this data doesn't have to reside in the podcast index. It will and will always reside there, but it's more like the podcast index is a participant in a system where everybody has this data.
Right. So, so you're right. So we, in essence, we have to be it first. In parallel, we're running to distribute this so everybody can be the lookup service.
Yes. And like, I would love for the lookup service to be something like some sort of DHT distributed key value store.
Paging in Spurlock. Paging Spurlock. New service is needed. Aisle 5. Clean up.
It'll be done by Friday's board meeting.
How about this?
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, though? I do. How about this? Can we back it into? Can we? Okay, so we have lookup service. There's a couple. We have lookup services that we're talking about. GUID lookup services. Category lookup services is called a hashtag. ActivityPub actually does this.
Yeah.
If I go and look for a hashtag, I do hashtag, let me see, thrash. So I'm doing thrash for thrash metal, and it's giving me some crappy options. But if I hit thrash, it's going to show me thrash, thrash metal, thrasher, thrash Thursday. Should we not fedify this first and back it into the index, or make that a later part of the fedified index? You know what I'm saying? It's like if this is I'm seeing it here. It's on the ActivityPub right now. I did thrash and it shows me thrash metal, thrasher, thrash Thursday. These are categories that I can use. I can use them. And has a little graph, tells me how many people used it in the last. It has a graph, tells me how many people used it in the last 2 days. I mean, this is exciting. So, is this something that we can then reverse into the index? Do you know what I mean?
Possibly. Yeah. Yeah. No. I know where you're going.
So
yeah,
now we're possibly. Going. Now we're going two directions. We want to take the index and put it into ActivityPub, and we want to take the ActivityPub existing categories, i.e., hashtags. We just call it what they are. And we can reverse engineer those back in, or in fact, if someone tags their song, podcast, audiobook, whatever it is, with a certain type of hashtag, that now fedifies into the Fediverse through the bridge. Take it to the bridge.
So we're getting too spread out here. This is a fantastic, like, the problem that we're running into now is we're thinking about way too many things at once.
But it's all the same thing.
It is all the same thing, but they all have different implementations. Okay. You know, so like a person identity is one thing. A channel identity is another thing. A freeform category data list is another thing. They all have functionally different intents or distribution mechanisms. Mm-hmm. So I think we're right, and I think what we're doing right now is defining the problem, is defining the domain space, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. where we say, okay, these types of categories are going to need lookups.
Yes.
That's an important conclusion to come to.
Right. And we just discussed the person GUID being a web finger lookup. That's activity pub. Isn't that what we did?
Yeah, but I'm just a teenager. Every time I hear web finger, I just get,
believe me, when I had to go to Reebok and say, "Hey, you can finger my account to see what my profile is." They were like, "What?" For my .plan, for my .plan file. Oh, I remember all this. I'm old.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's what I find exciting. So while we're talking about fedifying the index, there's all this stuff that, yeah, we could create an API endpoint and do all this stuff and create GUID lookups and create GUID person looks up and create category lookups. Meanwhile, it's all here. And you've created mm-hmm. you've created a rudimentary bridge. It's more like a rope bridge. One person at a time over the bridge. But this connection, I think, is really critical. So ActivityPub has critical mass. It just does.
It has critical mass.
It's beautiful. It works. And it's almost a problem looking for. In fact, it's almost like it's like Noster in a way, only it's much further down the road. The solution has created a social network, but really the problem is this. We have all these problems that we need in fedifying this centralized service, and all these beautiful things have been created here, which is outstanding for what we're looking to solve. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, go the Nostrasia video of Alex Gleason's talk. Now he's the guy that created Soapbox, ActivityPub server client. He gave a talk at Nostrasia because he's now funded by some Nostr, thing, whatever. And so he's all on that bandwagon. But this is a good talk to listen to because he talks about a lot of these interops, and he shows a graph on there, and it's like, of the number of people that are on these different services. Twitter is like, a bazillion people. ActivityPub, is a million, millions of people. And then Nostr is like one, a couple of dudes. So
a couple of dudes in a Bitcoin.
Yeah. In a Bitcoin. And so like the graph that he showed really made it clear that you're right. The critical mass of ActivityPub is, you can't overlook that.
No. And it's so easily deployed. I mean, for $5 a month, you deploy your own Mastodon instance, which by definition is an ActivityPub node.
Yeah. And let's jump back to this, to ap.podcastindex.org. That, that is going to be an open source thing that anybody can run once. And so then we can have lots of people running nodes in front of running AP nodes in front of the index until such a time when the index itself can be distributed. Yeah. Then those nodes become more like IPFS gateways.
Right.
And so that is the ultimate goal. I mean, that's like I said, we started off talking about at the beginning of the show, talking about how long this was going to take.
Yeah, years. It'll take a while. Yeah, it'll take a while.
Yeah.
That's okay because we got music to go with our work. It's no problem. I just have Benny over here play the piano, and we'll work on that fetify.
No, I'll slip Benny a 20.
You slip Benny a 20, he'll give you some weed.
A bag. Give me a bag,
Benny. Give me a dime bag, Benny. Okay, well, this is good. So I'm excited by this because this is, it's like we're naturally bumping up against this problem. You know, because the last thing we want, I know you, you know me, we've been friends for, what's it now, 13 years?
14?
Yeah. Like, we don't want to actually do work. We're not interested in that. No, we're not interested in running a company or anything like that. This is all bad. We don't want that. We just want to make things better for the world than for ourselves, quite honestly. And so this, it's a natural thing that we're hitting here. And it's a confluence of streams. It really is. The whole activity pub, which has been in our life for a long time, is naturally flowing into all of these problems, which means podcasting 2.0 is also maturing. These are very mature problems to have. We're talking about recording fingerprints, and we're talking about licenses and identification of ownership. These are really great things to have as problems, and to be able, and at the same time to want to move that out to something that is more distributed than podcasting already is. Man, that's exciting to me. This, like, yeah, I'm good for another 5 years, whatever it takes. This is great.
Yeah, I mean, we found out this week that we had to file some sort of tax thing in Texas.
What the hell?
And you were like, please tell me your brother-in-law can do this. We don't want to do it. Like begging my brother-in-law to do this for me. I was like, this is business crap. We don't want this.
I love that he billed us right away for $200. I'm like, thanks, Greg. I'm good, man. Thank you. You should have billed $300. You gypped yourself, man. We were so happy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What is this this tax you talk of? This
anything to avoid real businessy crap is good in my bag. I mean,
yeah, no, Cotton Jim, we don't have payroll. There's no payroll. What's it called? It's like operating. What is it called? What is that particular tax called? It's like a
franchise tax.
Franchise tax. We don't owe anything. But you still have to file. You know, you have to file.
No, yeah, there's no payroll. Nobody gets paid.
No, you don't need franchise tax unless it's $1 million a year or something. Like, okay, but we still got to file.
You get a file and say, hey, we don't owe anything. You got to pay an accountant $200 to file something that says you don't owe anything.
Exactly.
It's the most American thing ever.
Woo, America. That's right, America. Baby. America, Texas. That's Texas, it's like, right?
In Alabama, they call it the business privilege tax.
It's the same thing.
You pay for the privilege of doing business in Alabama.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Well, we're happy to be doing business in Texas.
Yes.
But yeah, exactly right. That's so right. It's so right on, man.
We will solve these problems.
Yes. But I like the way it's going. I like this bridge. The bridge is an important piece. It feels good. It really does. It feels like, okay. So now can we reverse engineer these tags backwards? You know, or let me just think about it for a second. So in essence, you want to, if you're building your RSS feed, and so it's going to be a weird crossover to how this works, but if you have your categories, your lookup should be your local activity pub. You know, so I think, for instance, Sovereign Feeds, which I use, I would be logged in, and maybe instead of my Albie login, which I think it is now, I'm logged in through my activity pub, and I'm logged in through my activity pub. And that identifies me, that automatically goes into my feed. And then when I'm doing tags for my podcast, it's doing activity pub lookups on those hashtags. And that's what goes into the feed, my source of truth. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. I can see. Cause you, you just need a list somewhere, and like the list can come. See, the list has to live somewhere,
but it already lives. It
also can originate somewhere as well.
But like, that's my point. It lives, though. It lives. So hashtag.
Right.
Let me see if I do bull crap. Is that a hashtag? Let me see. There well, is a hashtag. No one's used it in the past 2 days, but it's a hashtag.
Is your graph down? You got a hockey stick, negative hockey stick.
Well, bull, bullshit, bullet with an ITT. I mean, see all. I mean, there's a huge list. This lookup is instant.
All right, here we go. So the Activity Pub Bridge, the Podcast Index Activity Pub Bridge can take. Let me. Here's the circle of life here. So you go on, you're post about to post an episode. We can aggregate the hashtags that are being used to then push a list, to then provide a list.
Mm-hmm.
You pick one, then it goes into your episode as the genre or whatever we're going to say this is.
Category, whatever. Yeah.
Category, whatever. Then it gets posted as an episode. The index picks it up
and posts it right back to ActivityPub.
Posts it right back to ActivityPub. Now it's feeding back to the system. Ooh, now it goes back into the list and then becomes
Yes.
You're one more. You've added one.
The graph is up. The graph is up and to the right.
Hockey stick.
Hockey stick on bull.
Yes.
Thrash metal. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So the bridge feeds it back into the system. This is cool.
And wouldn't that be the same with activity with actor IDs as identifiers too?
Exactly. Same thing. Look it up right there.
It feeds back into the system.
Yep.
And then we can translate through the bridge, we can translate the actor URL as the identifier back into the actor ID with the episode.
Yes. Yes.
And so now it's attributed to this person.
And hit the pod ping. How does pod ping work into this? Come on. Help me. Come on. It's got to be in there.
I don't know. Brain fry. I don't know.
I'm excited by this. I hope Alex Gates likes it. Does he like ActivityPub?
Oh yeah, okay. For sure. He runs his own server. I've been testing against his ActivityPub soapbox instance
all
week because I wanted to validate against something that was not Mastodon, so that I could make sure that we're trying to speak as generic ActivityPub as possible.
Yes.
And so I was building it to work on against his instance.
Nice.
And so then I'm like, then I bring it over to Mastodon and see if it works there.
Yeah. I think there's something here, Dave. I think this is a breakthrough. I'm not quite sure why I feel that way, but there's a breakthrough going on here.
It just feels important for some reason. I think it's because like you said, I think ActivityPub has critical mass. You know who spotted this very early on was this sort of like this idea of integrating podcasting in with ActivityPub was Benjamin Bellamy.
Yes.
Because CastaPod does that right out of the box.
Exactly. You're so right. He's probably jumping up. He's probably jumping up and down going, Sacre bleu! I told you this was right, you stupid Americans. I knew it already.
Socialism. Yes. He spotted it. And I didn't see it at the time. I think he had the right idea.
Absolutely.
Because ActivityPub and RSS are sort of like, you know,
two sides cousins. Of the same coin.
Yeah. They're like cousins.
And it says 40 posts. Wow. That's so dynamite.
I still have a couple of.
You have a couple of what?
Of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need to figure out, though.
Okay. Clearly something.
How to handle the key pairs. So ActivityPub needs assigning keys.
Mm-hmm.
And typically they are per user.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have a public-private key pair.
Now, what do you need these for? Help me out. What do you need? Why do we need keys?
So each user account has a public-private key pair that they use to sign the requests to other ActivityPub servers when doing transactions. So if I go and subscribe, follow you on your server, I have to sign it with my key pair to prove that it's me actually doing it.
Right.
And so there has to be a signing thing. You know, I don't know how to handle these keys necessarily. Should there just be one key for the whole server that everybody uses? When I say everybody, I mean every podcast, since they're really all essentially bot accounts anyway. Or should it be that each one, as soon as it's the first time it's searched for a public a key pair is created? That's creating a key pair is mathematically hard, so it's a little bit of a delay when that happens. So I don't know. I need advice on that too.
Can you run that by me one more time? The key generation key pair. Just run it by me one more time. Let me see if I can grok this. Ooh, I said grok.
Good job, Elon. The key pair. It's pretty much just like PGP. You know, you have a public key and a private key. Private key, you're going to sign your message to other when you send. So Club Random, in the future, you'll be, you know, you subscribe to Club Random.
Yeah.
Then when Club Random gets a new episode, the ap.podcastindex.org is going to send an event to your inbox, or it really to the shared inbox on your server.
Right.
Saying, here's a new post.
Right.
That message to your shared inbox is going to have to be signed by his account's public, private key, so that you can then validate it using the public key that is present in
his
actor profile.
So you're saying, do we have the index just has one key that signs everything? No, you can't do that. It has to be individual keys, doesn't it?
You could. There's no rule that says you can't. And that's what I'm wondering is if there should just be one public private key pair on the index that signs everything for every one of these podcast accounts.
Does that,
or if they should all be separate?
Doesn't that come into the follow bit? Isn't that unique to the follow? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm open to advice from the activity.
I mean, quite honestly, is it crazy for me to think that in the future, podcast apps, when you follow / subscribe to a podcast, that would actually be an ActivityPub event?
Are you talking about when you actually subscribe to the feed?
Yes. Well,
RSS feed?
Very few podcast apps, when you subscribe to the feed. Oh man, I'm my brain is hurting right now. and you know why?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you take ActivityPub as the pub sub mechanism, does that not solve a lot of back end stuff that individual apps are doing with their own databases, their own user database, who's following what, et cetera, et cetera?
Right.
Does that not replace that in a way? So that in future, actually, you'll subscribe to a podcast. You'll subscribe to it. You'll follow it. Let's use follow. You'll follow a podcast in your app or on the Mastodon server or wherever you get your Mastodons. you could sign into every single podcast app with your Mastodon / ActivityPub key credentials.
Right.
Wow, think about how that just obliterated OPML.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Because there's all your stuff right there.
Whoa. And I mean, serious whoa.
Cotton Gin said all your shows would sync too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You could take your followers with you. Oh, man. It brings in cross-app comments.
Well, see, that's...
Very interesting.
Obviously, cross-app comments is baked in, because that's being, you know, as like I said, when you have a list of posts, The outbox is the list of posts and a list of episodes. And the, each episode is just, is also has the look, the, social interact tag data in it.
Okay. Devil's advocate just
comes along with it.
Devil's advocate.
Hello. I'm the devil's advocate.
Yeah. Devil's advocate. What reasons would podcast apps have to not want to do this?
You do use a double negative. I'm confused now. What?
Okay. So, what? so we basically are coming up with a system here. Oh man, you could almost publish from your podcast app. Oh, my brain hurts. Oh, it's too late.
It's 9:30.
Maybe we're going too far. Maybe we're going too far.
We need to back it off.
Yeah, we need to back up.
I see where you're going though, and I like it. It's very far down the road though, as I see it, but I see where you're going. I still don't know why the follow button doesn't do anything, on Mastodon when trying to, why is it not sending me?
Oh, that's just some kind of handshake that's not completing. We'll figure that out. That's just something simple.
I'm not seeing a hit. I'm not seeing a hit on the AP server, but then status IDs. So, you know, the statuses like episode statuses are episodes. Statuses, do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It shows up as a post, but an activity pub, I'm sure it's called status.
Yeah. It's called a post. It's called a status.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to make it simple.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. A post is called a status. Every one of these things has an ID, and I'm not sure where you would think that the episode ID within podcast index would make a perfect status because it's just a big long number. But then again, it's tying it to the index, which doesn't seem right. It seems like it should be tied to like the GUID.
Maybe if we stick to the publishing side first, just to make it simple. So the publishing side is where the biggest problems are right now. So the publishing side, we have, what is a GUID? How do we look up GUIDs? And it's publishing. It's also, of course, it's also the receive side, but how do we look up GUIDs? Okay. ActivityPub has a way to do that, has a way to register GUIDs, has a way to authenticate GUIDs, which can be people, can be all kinds of things. How do we do categories? We have a lookup service built right into it, which requires apps, I think, on the back end. Perhaps it's that apps would have to have a way to talk to their own ActivityPub. Is that what we're down to now? Hosting companies, creation tools will need access to an ActivityPub? No?
Not initially. I mean, initially we can just, we can be the bridge.
Okay.
I think what's going to happen is this code, once we get it to a working state where it's doing a lot of the things that we want it to and it's reliable, then it's open. And I think at that point, it'll be easy for people to look at it, see what it's doing. Because one of the goals that I have with this code is in the next phase of this is add the database, clean it up, make it open. I'm hoping by the end of this coming week, the repo will be open and everybody can just see it. At that point, I feel like more eyeballs on it will be able to sort of flesh out some of these things and say, here's what these IDs should look like. Here's what this should be. Here's what this should be. We can all just sort of like collaborate on this. And remember, ultimately, what's the goal here, like we talked about a couple episodes ago, is the podcast, the bridge is going to make it where you could follow a podcast on an ActivityPub timeline. And then when that post comes through, you get links to all the different apps on it. So you have, you know, have the links, links to all the different podcast apps.
Right. You just click on the link, boom, it opens up the appropriate app.
Yeah. Your Mastodon client.
Mm-hmm.
The post comes through. You just, you know, you see, okay, I'm on Podverse or I'm on Podcast Guru or Podfans or whatever. And you just tap it up the fountain and it kicks you over to your app. Like, it's not meant to be a destination. It's meant to be a bridge.
Literally. And just to address Eric PP's comment, he says, who needs RSS at that point, episodes or posts? No, because we know that ActivityPub is not a great system for high volume polling and high volume follows.
Yes.
You want to just, right. Jen, want to just reiterate why that is? Because of the subscription overhead?
Yes. The way that ActivityPub works, you know, is it posts. It's a push. It's a push-based system. It's relying on the server that creates the content to let you know that the content is there, and that's okay. That's efficient in the sense that you don't have to poll, but it's inefficient in that the receiver can get swamped.
Yeah.
Easily. And this is what we see this all the time with Mastodon servers where all of a sudden one famous person joins and they have 10 million followers
and then everything
and now they're getting, and their server just falls down.
Goes to a crawl. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that, this just bridges RSS, bridges back to what RSS is doing natively. We don't want to make the same mistake
that Noster made.
The Noster stuff. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
We're to replace RSS, which is dumb.
Yeah.
So we don't want to make that mistake. This is basically a way to bridge RSS over into ActivityPub in a way that makes sense. But the source of truth is and always will remain the RSS feed.
Yes. I'm just looking at the podcast index.social, the Sidekick.
Is it killing it?
Oh, man, if you see how many failed there are, over 2 million.
Gee.
Oh, yeah. That's in 1 month time. It failed 2 million. 2 million fails.
Sidekick, for people that don't know, is the task server that runs with Ruby on Rails that takes care of sending all the... In the Mastodon world, the Sidekick process is sending all these outbox, sending all those inbox pushes.
Yeah, it's insane.
Out everywhere.
It's insane. Yeah, it really is.
If it was more pull, it would be more like RSS. It would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, but it's not.
We have the benefit of Podping.
Yes, exactly.
So everything is so much more efficient because we're not going to send out, we're not going to be polling all over the place. If you subscribe to a podcast through the bridge, you're going to get one shared inbox hit. That's it.
I think this is I'm excited by this. I mean, I know it's still kind of fluffy, but I can
see it's very fluffy.
It is. It's fluffy, but I can see it. I can see how it's going to work. I can see this is, it's just sitting there. ActivityPub is just sitting there ready to be used for whatever, abused by us for whatever we need it for. And it has such mass that it's, I think it's really good. Now, of course,
talk about discovery too. Yeah. This really helps discovery.
Yes. And of course, there's block lists, which will be interesting, but that's a whole nother thing we'll have to talk. A whole nother thing we'll have to deal with eventually.
Surely we initially won't be on any because this is a new domain. Because podcastindex.social is on block list, but podcastindex.org is not. So maybe we'll have
Social?
Yeah, yeah, we're on block list.
Why?
Because it's affiliated with you.
Oh.
Duh.
Really? Yeah, that guy, really? We're on block list because of me? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show a long time ago. It was like all these stupid reasons. You know, the reasons are hilarious that they give, but yeah, it was like no agenda, social adjacent or something.
Oh, man. That's amazing. That's crazy. Should we thank a few people? Man, we went through a $1.40 there. That's pretty good. All right, let me see what we got coming in. Dreb Scott. It's a lot less than normal, of course, because this is the boardroom after dark. Dreb Scott.
Brad.
23456. Missed the go live as I've been canning pumpkin butter. Well, we all have priorities. We all have priorities, Dreb. catch you on the flip side when I'm working on chapters. Please be careful where you put your web finger when dealing with gooey gooids. Sorry, could not resist. He says, yes, I got you, brother. That's great. Thank you. Chad F., is this the Boostergram Lounge Kyron's always talking about? Yes, this is the one. You got it. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from Primitive One. Interesting. When you do in helipad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil monkeys as is the emojis that pop up. As usual, happy to be part of the revolution. There is Kyron, Mere Mortals podcast, 1111. I lied. I can actually join for a bit. I'm lit. You're lit. We're all lit. Yes, we are. We are. Liar. We're all lit. Let me see. I also did a Boostergram ball this afternoon, so there's a lot of stuff. Here it is. Kyron pre-boosting and bemoaning fate the one time you guys changed your schedule just for me, right? I have other obligations. Okay. Well, so he was able to listen to a little bit, obviously. I guess he's just getting up. He must be morning there in Australia. I can't remember. And those were our boosts that came in during the live, Dave. What do we have on the schedule from since our last board meeting?
We have we got one PayPal for the week. We got Oscar Mary $200 from the Fountain Guys,
and that deserves a
baller. Shot caller 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
Thank you so much, Oscar Mary. That's very much appreciated.
Yeah, and we'll. I think we discussed his proposal, and towards the end of the month, we'll get back. I think we can, hopefully we can get some consensus and everything around that.
This is adding a new type to the value block.
Value recipient.
Tag. Value recipient. Yes. Okay.
So that it can have lightning addresses in the value recipient tag. And I really don't, so many people are using Albi now. I don't think it's going to hurt anything because the apps can just hand that lightning address to Albi and let it resolve that itself.
Which works fine. So, Sovereign Feeds does that. And so we don't have to resolve. That'll just be a wallet provider resolution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. I don't think you'll have to resolve in app, but, so I don't think this is a scary change. I think it's going to be fine. It will make things easier for them because if they have to change infrastructure, if they have to switch their nodes, Albi and Fountain host so many nodes, it's difficult for them to track down all these podcasts that are still going to be using the old pub key. And it doesn't prohibit anybody. You can use pub key if you want. You can use lightning address if you want. I think it's fine. So hopefully we get that done by the end of the month so that they can, we'll put that in the spec so that they can move on.
Okay.
Thanks, Oscar. Appreciate that support. Mike Dell, we got some boosts. Mike Dell, 1701. He says, now my name is on it.
Okay. I think he was boosting to be in the chapters, which, by the way, that's kind of nice. It seems like everybody kind of resolved that. Seems like most of the apps have gotten the TOC equals false working for them. And I don't think, I think it's the problems have kind of gone away. It's nice. I like that.
Yeah. I haven't seen any complaints about it lately. So
I think Guru still needs to implement a change maybe, but I've only gotten one complaint. And that guy was like, oh, okay. That's cool. He said, hey, the chapters are all messed up. No, it was an app that we don't even know about. iCaster?
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, and iCaster apparently is doing chapters. And from what I understand, the web version, at least, of Pocket Cast also does cloud chapters now.
Yeah, see, another reason why it's okay we pause here for a little while with the namespace because 3 years later, Astor's just now coming on board.
That's a big deal, man. That's a big deal. I think that's phenomenal because boostergrams were even showing up on Pocket Cast, according to Dame Jennifer.
I hope that presages some work on the actual native apps.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Eric PP says podcastindex.social has 82 blocks and NA Social has 922.
Yay! Yeah. We're all number one.
all the blocks on podcastindex.social just say Indian Santa Claus beside them.
That's there you go. We just added 15 blocks to our right. to our Mastodon. Yeah.
Gene Bean 2222 Road Ducks to Castomatic. He says, "Bring on the IPv6."
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it amazing that the Acast was it the CEO? I was really baffled by this. It was what? Pod News was reporting on it that the CEO said, "Well, you know, our downloads are down because Apple changed the automatic downloads." Like, what? Did you just say the quiet part out loud, dude? What did you just do? Really? You didn't just say that, did you? Yeah. And it's even funnier to hear James say, "No, it can't be Apple yet. It'll be Apple next month."
Yeah. Wait till next month. You're jumping the gun.
I mean, doesn't that just prove that it's kind of bogus? Or am I seeing that wrong?
No, I think you're 100% right. I thought that was funny. The other one I love this week with everybody reporting their earnings,
mm-hmm.
you know, is like, they always report revenues up and it's like still not making a profit.
We're almost profitable. If we only fire five more people, we'll be profitable. Come on, guys.
Pesky payroll. Chad F, 10,000 sats.
Nice.
Great episode today. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Let's see. Oppie 1984, 4,000 sats through Fountain. He says, currently using Fountain, and even after digging through the menu, I did not see how to bring up the artist info. Thanks for the heads up, Adam. I'll dig in some more this weekend and find that.
I think what he's talking about is when we have a magic wallet switch, also known as value time split. And if you're in Fountain, when you're listening to a podcast that has, in this case, as you're talking about music, you go to the references tab on that episode. And then the references tab will show you all of the artists, all the tracks that were played in the song. And on Podcast Guru, it's the V for V logo. It works really well. It's very cool.
Did you Boostergram Ball live, right?
I did like an hour and 20 minutes. I couldn't stop.
Ooh, wow. Mm. I haven't checked the top one XX.
It was top 156 for me today.
Top 167.
Top 159, actually. Let me see. What is it right now? 167. Oh, we got a lot of tops. Pirate Radio, number one. We got Shrooms. By the way, I want to say hi to Barry from podhome.fm. So that's a Dutch guy.
Oh,
yes. And he was interviewed. You haven't listened to it yet. He was interviewed on Pod News Weekly Review. And he said something to me in Dutch. Dus ik wil even terug zeggen, die jongens zijn leuk bezig, hè? Okay, so.
now who's, this is like an audio DM is what this is.
That's exactly what that was.
I feel excluded.
He apparently has his service. You just throw your podcast in there and it does everything. And it comes back after like a minute and says, here's your transcript. Here's your title. Here's your chapters. It does it all in one go. Yeah. He said, I have no, he used a great term, but I have not code legacy, but there's a term for it that I really liked. Like, you know, cause when you have, old code that you just have to deal with and you can't implement.
Like tech debt or something?
Yes. I have no debt. I have no technology debt. It's exactly what he said. Okay. It's like, wow. That was very cool. He's an interesting guy. That's why I want to check it out, what he's doing. Because it seems like he kind of leapfrogged with the AI stuff. Instead of, you know, being a strap-on, add-on. sorry. An add-on. My wife isn't home, okay? And
Tina, come back.
Come back quick. Yeah, you just upload it and it does all this stuff for you. I have to check it out. I have to see it.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Sounds cool, though. Sounds cool.
See, we got 31948. Oh, that's 31948. So Israeli boost.
Israeli boost. Brian of London. Yep. Hey, how you doing, brother? Through
Castomatic says, sorry for live boost absence. Been a little distracted here.
Just a little distracted with, was it a war?
Right next door.
Yeah.
I'm still around and Podping is still pinging.
Yes. And is Roy's okay? I see Roy's on the Telegram, so he's still alive. Everyone's still good. Let's go. Our friends are alive.
Yes. Some Breeze is working on stuff. One of the developers at Breeze DM'd me on podcastindex.social.
Yeah, he's working on VTS, right? Value time splits?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And I saw that some of our devs are looking at the Breeze SDK.
Yeah, Alex is. He's been digging into it, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
For Greenlight. Let's see. Where did I lost my cursor. Oh, there it is. Circus Media sent 167 of 3333. Oh, that was a VTS boost. It says, arr, mateys. I guess he's talking about pirate Pirates. Radio.
Yeah, pirate radio, sure.
Let's see, Kyron, Mere Mortals Podcast, 2222. Tiny Tim, you missed the perfect episode to play my ISO. I know, I forgot it.
Did he have an ISO? Is there an ISO?
Yeah, he sent me an ISO, and I forgot to get it out of my email.
Oh, okay.
But I'll get it for next show. Jacob sent us 2222 as a VTS boost. He says, excellent track. Thank you, Jacob. Balderdash Boys sent 22222. Through Fountain, he says, great episode. In the last few months, I switched to Blueberry because they seem to really want to embrace 2.0, and I haven't been disappointed. Thanks for all that you guys are doing to revolutionize podcasting. Go podcasting, Sir Wes of Beer, Bourbon, and Balderdash.
Yeah, those guys are pretty funny. They got a lot going on. Yeah.
Mitch D. That's Mitch Downey for y'all uninitiated. 10,000 sats through Podverse. Says, new in Podverse. Turbo confetti dopamine boosts.
Woo!
Nice. Well, I don't know what that means.
Oh, I do. What? I do. Because when you use Podverse and you boost, just whatever the overhead is, whatever, if it's a lot of splits, it would do all the splits before Podverse would give you some gratification. And now it's just like, here, take this, spurt, here's some confetti. Trust us. The payment went, we think. Check later.
It's
the way to go.
It's a premature confetti, I guess.
Well, but that's what Podverse does. You know, you hit the Podverse boost, it goes, the whole screen shakes, lightning shows up, confetti goes, and like, check later to see if it went through. You're good. Enjoy your listening experience. Trust me. Which, honestly, I think is the way to go.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it. Comic strip blogger.
The Delimiter.
3915. Let's see. Wait, did I?
3915? No.
Did I miss one? I missed one.
Yeah.
It threw me off. E-Podcaster sent 10,000 sats.
Thank you.
Through Fountain. 10,000 sats because we are on day 10 of National Podcast Post Month, a.k.a. NAPODPOMO.
I don't know what that thing is. NAPODPOMO.
National Podcast Post Month.
I have no idea. Who made this up? NAPODPOMO. Someone's making money off of that, no doubt. This is a scam. I can tell.
Thank you, e-podcaster. Now, comic strip blogger.
There he is.
30,915.
Yes, that makes sense. Yes.
Through Fountain. Howdy, Dave and Adam. Check out Unrelenting, the podcast where Gene and Darren make sense and a few jokes about everything from tech trends, Taylor Swift, how to get rich quick, to political twists. Tune in, laugh, and maybe learn something at www.unrelenting.show or live on No Agenda Stream 1 or 2 hours before Podcasting 2.0 live stream. Yo, CSB.
That's right. They're usually on right before us.
We got some monthlies. We got Joseph Maraca, $5. Emilio Cano Molina, $4.
You.
By the way, I think Emilio is a Mexican podcaster or podcast producer. I'm not sure. But did you see
RSS.com
live streaming the podcast?
I did. Podcon.mx. lit and cool. live. It was very cool. Now, what was weird is the balance was a little bit off for me. So I wish I could have balanced between hearing James talk and the Mexican, the Spanish translation. Okay. So that got a little, you know, I was like, got a little nutty, but it that's the whole thing. The fact that it worked, the fact that you could boost. I watched it at Podverse on the web. Mm. Did you watch it in an app?
No, it was during work hours. So I was checking the, Curio. I looked at it in, was it CurioCaster?
Yeah. Okay. Worked perfectly. No,
I'm sorry. Podverse.
The Podverse on the web version worked great. And,
it was perfect, man. God bless you, Alberto and Ben, for like doing eating your own dog food.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
We need more of that. People in podcasting using podcast apps to do the stuff. Don't, you know, instead of jumping over to YouTube or something else, use the apps. Use the apps in your own ecosystem.
I thought it was really cool. I loved it because it's one of those things. Now, did they organize this PodCon? That was RSS's deal. That was their own.
I think so. Yeah, they have a big presence in Mexico. They're a real big push down there.
You know, those kind of things. It's like risky, and it could be, you could wind up, you know, looking like an idiot. So I for the same reasons, Dave, I appreciate it. I'm like, oh, that's so cool that you guys did that. And, you know, and there's this, I know that Alberto's going to write it up because there's a live show that's going to be taking place, I think in December or January in Avenue One, I think it is. It's in Minneapolis. It's like Prince's old club or something. And, Just Loud and Ainsley Costello will be performing live. And and the guy who owns the club, I think, or the venue, you know, he's been like, yeah, I want to do value for value. And you know, I know he's talked to Alex and I've talked to him. I don't know why they haven't, you know, and even mentioned it, Nostrasia. I'm working with Adam Curry. Okay. To do this thing live, but I think for some, it feels to me like they don't want to do it or it's not Noster or something, which is just whatever it is, you're making a mistake. This is the way to go. This is the way to go. It works. People can connect their wallets. They can boost, they can stream. It works. Bitcoin Amsterdam, you guys are losers. You should have been doing this. We told you we'd help you. You didn't get back to us. And here's RSS.com just doing it. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to do this with Crowder. Louder with Crowder. Like him or not, doesn't matter. He's on RSS.com. You know, after he left whatever, he left YouTube and all these guys, whatever. And I said, you should go with the, you know, with one of our guys. So they went with RSS.com. You watch, they're going to be streaming live with this lit stuff and they're going to be getting boostergrams. I can feel it. I can feel it.
I've never listened to his show. He does a live show.
I think he does it live. Yeah. I think
Crowder,
so.
The Crowder guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be killer. We just need more
of that.
We just need more of this. We need more of people in the podcast world using podcast apps to do their stuff. Because I mean, if you say podcasting is where it's at, prove it.
Yeah. Todd.
Whoa. The call out.
Well, come on. They do it live.
He's doing it live.
He's doing the audio. He's doing the audio, but I don't think he does the video. I don't think he does video lit. That's on, I believe they do that on YouTube.
I want to see the podcast. What are the awards that he does?
Well, I don't want to wait another year for it. Just the next new media show.
But these conference type things where you do, you know, like these events, those things need to be in there. Perfect for it.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, you know, I'm going to get mad one of these days and I'm just going to do a conference.
No, you're not.
Oh,
That's BS.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not.
No, you're not. All right, I'm not. Tina, come back.
This is how we keep each other in check.
This is crazy talk. This is absolutely, you're losing it.
Come home quick.
rest of the month, we've got Basil Phillip $25. Thank you, Basil. We appreciate that very much. Podverse, Mitch and the Boys, $50.
Woo, thank you.
Lauren Ball, $24.20. Thank you, Lauren. Christopher Harabarek, $10. And Mitchell Downey,
again,
$10. Yes.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate the support. You're supporting our obliteration. And we really appreciate that. Our mission is to you support us until we don't need support anymore. And then we're just gone. And then everything works.
Yeah.
It will be fetified. And then Adam and Dave just,
peace out.
We just sail off. We just go into the sunset like two cowboys. Happy trails.
Christopher Cross.
Sailing, take me away to where I'm going. The latency doesn't work with our harmonies.
Something.
Yes, crisscross, as we say. Yes.
Crisscross.
Let me see. Do I have anything else on my list? Let me see. Well, just even though we passed the topics, Mozilla is working on fetifying in the browser, I guess. Was that the article we saw?
Activity Pub in the browser, yeah.
Activity Pub in the browser. Curl now does IPFS.
Yep, that's a big deal.
But they use a gateway, right? It's not really an IP. Doesn't have an IPFS client in it magically. You can just define a gateway.
You define a. I thought you defined a default node.
Okay, so it doesn't include a node. You can define a node on your own machine.
I think that's right. Yeah. I don't think it's using a gateway. I think it's native. Because it's talking about, I think it's native. I'll have to reread it, but I thought it was native.
Well, I thought it could read the native IPFS and then it would retrieve it from the gateway you define. Maybe I saw that wrong.
IPFS support got merged into curl.
I love curl. I'm a curl guy over wget.
It's got way more. It's way more capable. IPFS input. There are various ways to access data. One such way is through concept of gateway. Local gateway curl handy. IPFS integration curl hides this gateway logic for you. So instead of providing a full URL to a file on an IPFS like this, you can provide it with the IPFS protocol. Yes, you're right.
Currymeister wins again. Yes. Yes.
If there's
anything I'm good at, it's man.
Man curl.
And thank you very much, Spotify, for pushing more people towards value for value music, pushing us toward the value verse. New term I came up with today. The value verse. Yes. By no longer paying people any money. Great. We're so appreciative.
It was so easy.
It's like you have to be played at least 1,000 times a month before you get any money. And the money, if you have 999 streams, they give it to Taylor Swift. I'm telling you, these guys got great marketing. Come to us, we'll rip you off.
That's hilarious. Was it Twitter or some? Where did I see that check of somebody who had like a whole ton of streams and it was like thousands and thousands of streams? Yeah. It was a check for like $40.
I think that was it might have been on the Mastodon. I saw it. And then and Sam Sethi was doing some great math. I love that. Like, you know, for all that, you know, if you had done it by this and divided by 15 square root, you make more on value for value. That's right.
I like
always
that
true. It's always true. All right, brother. Thanks for giving up your Friday night. This was well worth it. I love being in the boardroom after dark with you.
Yeah, that's conflict today. Day jobs happen. So
this was good. We should just plan this in from time to time. I love doing a podcast at night. It's nice and dark. I got everything off. You know, I got the green visor on.
I got my lamp on and the Rodecaster's all pretty with its colors.
you could see the lights. Yeah.
Yeah. We need to do, we'll do a Brad every now and then.
Once in a while. Boardroom after dark, everybody. All right. Thank you very much, chat room, for being with us. And thank you for attending the board meeting. We'll be back next week with the board meeting of podcasting 2.0. Thank you.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting!
Clearly something sexy is happening here.